It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition, and that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hi there.
Hello.
All right, so first day of school.
Yeah.
Everything went off without a hitch?
Ish. Yes, great. We're so happy to have kids back in school. Congratulations to all the LCS students out there today that are launching.
Absolutely. Each and every Tuesday, Megan joins us and brings us a guest, and today's no exception. Who did you bring?
Yes, I'm delighted to have Todd Blake here, who's the executive director of Parkview Community Mission, to tell us about the Celebration of Impact they have coming up in the next few weeks, as well as some other needs that we can help them with as a community.
Well, thank you so much for taking time today. Good morning, Todd.
It's good to see you.
How are you? It's good to to see you as well. It's been such a long time.
It's been a couple years.
I know. Yeah. So welcome again to the program. For folks that don't know about Parkview Community Mission, tell them about your organization in generalities, and then we'll talk about some upcoming events.
We grew out of Parkview United Methodist Church there on Memorial Avenue. And all started with the church choir there providing one meal to one neighbor in 1996. And that one meal turned into six programs. That meal still goes on. We have a food pantry. We provide weekend meal bags and food pantries on our campuses here at LCS. And we have a clothing closet. We have job skills and our Life Skills Institute and Community Resource Center. So helping our neighbors avoid eviction, keep their power and utilities on, things like that. So six programs now. We served 130,000 people last year.
That is just tremendous. And it's staggering at the same time.
Absolutely.
That the need is that great. But your organization in a very, very large way has stepped up to fill that need.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you.
So you have an upcoming event, I'll let you guys talk about it. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's coming up.
Well, we have our Celebration of Impact on September 6th. We'll be at the at Amazement Square in the large convention space they have there behind the museum. And really, this is going to be our largest event of this kind that we've ever had. So we wanted a bigger space. Amazement Square has been great to help provide that. And less of a formal gala and more of a celebration, wanting our supporters and volunteers to be a part of hearing what we do, sharing stories about how we do it, and also raising money to continue serving all of the neighbors that we serve. I don't know if you were familiar with the character on SNL, Stefan, who would give the reports on, you know, New York nightlife. I kind of feel like Stefan when I tell you everything that's going to happen. It's like we're going to have a human slot machine, poetry, music, you know, an auction, all those kinds of things. So it's going to be a really, I hope, one of the most interesting nonprofit events in Lynchburg.
Lynchburg's hottest club is Parkview. Yeah,
exactly.
Parkview Community Mission. Well, it's a Celebration of Impact, and that takes place when?
September 6th.
Okay. And it's Saturday, September 6th, and you can get your tickets if you go to Parkview Community Mission. There's a banner right at the top so that you can purchase your tickets. You can get a table as well?
Absolutely. We have about 5 to 6 tables left, so space for about 50 to 60 more people to come and join us that night. Mm-hmm. We would love them to.
What about volunteers? Now, not just for this particular event, but for all the things that you do throughout the year.
Volunteers are our lifeblood. We had about 17,000 volunteer hours last year.
Wow.
We could not have the six programs that we have, the impact that we have, without our volunteers. And they come from all walks of life in our community, from our faith communities to our schools, our universities in town. It takes every bit of that. And we're incredibly grateful for all of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'll have to say that Parkview is one of the most visited sites on Share Greater Lynchburg, because they provide so many different opportunities. I think right now there's 13 or so volunteer opportunities listed, which is phenomenal. And it meets people where they're at, whether it be a large group, like a club, or a team, or a faith organization. It allows people to fellowship while doing service together, which is really popular.
And I think one of the unique things that we've tried to provide is a space for everyone to volunteer, that with their skills, their life circumstances. So we have Adults with special needs and special abilities come and serve with us. We have children come and serve with their families. We've had young people from our detention home come and serve with us. I coach soccer. I've brought soccer teams there to come and serve together. Just a place for everybody to serve, whether you want to serve our neighbors directly and get to meet them, which is wonderful. I think that's really important. Or you're somebody that wants to be behind the scenes and help just stock, prepare, those kinds of things.
Yeah, that's great.
I think one of the things I've always loved about Parkview, too, is the wide variety of ways that you're helping our neighbors. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's food, there's clothing, there's educational aspects. And I think that's part of the broad appeal of Parkview is you're finding so many ways to help.
Yeah.
We want to help with those short-term needs that are going to recur over and over with food, clothing, things like that.
Yeah.
But also as we build relationships with our neighbors, find the opportunities to recommend a class at our Life Skills Institute, whether it's computers or financial literacy or healthy cooking or job skills. I mean, we've been able to help so far this year. We've been able to help 74 of our neighbors enter the workforce.
Wow.
That is tremendous.
That's great. It's August.
Again, if you want to learn more about Parkview, it's parkviewmission.org. If you want to learn about the events and anything and ways to volunteer, you can learn it from their website, or you can also go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org and click on the volunteer tab.
And you were saying those opportunities. Off air that there was a need for a Wednesday Absolutely. Night before Thanksgiving. For a meal for
Absolutely.
Thanksgiving?
Or, so again, we started with that community meal.
Right, right.
Started by the congregation that was there in our building. And so that meal still goes on every Wednesday evening, every week. And we have one Wednesday remaining this year where we need a group, a community club, a faith community to come in and help us provide that meal. And that is the night before Thanksgiving.
Night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that Wednesday evening before Thanksgiving.
That's great.
And folks can reach out. They can contact you directly from
Absolutely.
The site.
Okay. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. This is just tremendous. And I'm staggered by the sheer amount of folks that have benefited from your services and the need that's out there. But this is just tremendous.
Mm-hmm. It's increasing. We've seen our two major food programs, our food pantry and the food that goes to LCS students, double.
Okay.
More than double in my almost 4 years at Parkview.
Yeah.
And so we've only been able to keep up with that because of our volunteers, because of our generous donors. And we want to continue to keep up with that need as it continues to grow. So we need the help.
Yeah.
Is there an increased need because of benefits being cut? Or is it just the economy in general or just life?
I think it's all of it.
Of all that.
I think it's all. I mean, one example that sticks out, one of our major providers is the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank.
Yeah.
They have a local branch here in Lynchburg. Mm-hmm. And they came and interviewed some of our neighbors at our food pantry. And they interviewed a mom. And this mom has four sons. She's homeschooling them. A couple of the children have disabilities. Husband works hard in HVAC. I mean, I'm talking, hardworking blue collar worker. Their SNAP benefits were cut from $500 a month to $60 a month.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so she began coming to our food pantry. And so that's the kind of increase in needs that we're seeing amongst the neighbors we serve.
But it's tremendous that your organization and the generous donors
absolutely
can help make that happen. And if you'd like to learn more, again, visit parkviewmission.org. Megan.
Mm-hmm. Updates for SHARE and GLCF. SHARE, we have a lunch and learn next Wednesday, and that's going to be at Rush Homes, which is great to learn more about what they're doing on Monsview.
Okay.
And that'll be at lunchtime on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, we're going to be hosting a fundraising workshop for executive directors and development directors, a follow-up to the Virginia Fundraising Institute that was recently held in Richmond, at Williamsburg. It was Richmond last year. And just kind of a recap of what was learned and kind of sharing of best practices. And then the following week, we actually, on the heels of that, have a lunch and learn at at Beacon of Hope. So we're just kind of catching up with some of our wonderful organizations that are hosting our Lunch and Learns. And for GLCF, we're kicking into our Youth Philanthropy Program, where we have 27 local high school seniors selected. It's a wonderful and honored program that's in its 19th year, and they get to come together to select where a $10,000 and a $5,000 grant go. And last year, Parkview actually received their $10,000 grant, and that went towards the pantries in the high schools.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Helping those pantries at Glass and Heritage.
Yeah, so that the students had some more choice in their selections. And so it's a really cool program, and I'm going to be leading that up this year and bringing the students together in September. So looking forward to getting that off the ground and just getting ready for our fall fundraising. So we're excited to be back at it and look forward to the events that are coming up.
That is that's all tremendous, great news. I love Tuesdays. I mean, we hear about everything that's going on, but the need that's out there and ways that you can help. If you want to learn more about the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, go to lynchburgfoundation.org. And if you want to learn more about Share Greater Lynchburg, that's sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Ways for you to not only volunteer or find nonprofit organizations in our area. 189 nonprofits are listed on the Share platform. If you're part of a nonprofit and you are not on the Share platform, what are you waiting for? It's free. It's absolutely free. So get on there. Ways to volunteer, attend events, and you can even shop for these organizations right from the platform. It is all right there at sharegreaterlynchburg.org. It is the Mike Show. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, you're welcome. I've got crises going on, so it's okay.
No, it's the Tuesday edition coming up. We've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.